Hello and good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. My name is Lucy, and you're listening to the Student Special Hour this morning. Today, UBC is a freaking ghost town, man. You're walking through and there's nothing going on. Everything is closed, dead silent. It's kind of peaceful in some ways, I guess. But, you know, honestly, I probably would rather be in bed right now. But I'm here with you hanging out on this Friday morning instead, which is almost as good. My bed is pretty comfortable, though, so it's a tough competition. So that was just Austin with Wise Man Radio, and now you're listening to the Student Special Hour. I wanted to talk to you folks a little bit today about CITR, fun thing that we're going to talk about. So basically, every week I talk about different student clubs and initiatives, and this week I actually wanted to do a little bit of feature on CITR because I think that we don't take enough opportunity to talk about ourselves and to talk about, well, I guess we did during Fun Drive, but right now is a really great opportunity to talk about what CITR is all about and why it's important to the UBC community. This is not serving any purpose except for to share knowledge, so I'm not going to be asking you to call in or anything like that. It's going to be purely just some information, a little bit about what's going on with CITR. So CITR is obviously a student-run, not-for-profit radio station, and it's also has a lot of really amazing facets of it that give students and the community opportunities to share knowledge and share what they know. And so we did one of the experiences with that is that we did a presentation for the Student Leadership Conference in January, and it was myself, Eric, our president, and our now outgoing president, actually, and then Elizabeth, who is our Discorder liaison for the student executive, as well as the Women's Collective work study student. So that was really, really good fun. And so I'm going to be playing, and also really informative. I actually just re-listened to the podcast, and it's really interesting. Even though I know exactly what everyone's saying, I'm really fascinated by everything that's going on. The SLC was themed Making History. So we themed it around that kind of style, picking out some tabs of different old archived interviews and things like that, and ads and PSAs, and presented them to a classroom of about 60 students, and it was a really, really great experience. So I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to let past us talk to you folks about what CITR is all about and kind of what kind of experiences you can get out of it. So from the very professional side of radio, there is another side, which is that sometimes things go wrong. And this recording is an example of that, because I forgot to turn on the microphone for the first, I think it was 5 or 10 minutes of the presentation. So you've completely skipped over my introduction of myself, which is fine. If any of you folks have listened to me before, you kind of know who I am, but I'll just do a quick introduction as well. So my name is Lucy, and I am the outgoing student programming coordinator. I guess I have about a month left in this job. It's been a real treat to do this job all of the last year. I'll still be here on the Student Special Hour probably all the way through April and maybe some of summer as well. But yeah, so I'm going to be outgoing for that, and as well as for the student executive. We're switching over now as well, so I'm the outgoing executive at large for the student executive. And the reason why I'm outgoing for all of these things is because I'm moving to Ireland next year, so I will not be around the CITR airwaves, but maybe University College Dublin will have a radio station for me. So that's a little bit about who I am. I've been involved in CITR for 4 years, and I mostly did it because I wanted a place to hang out. I'm not a super media savvy kind of person, but I wanted a place to call home and a place to hang out, and I found that in the old CITR station a couple years ago, and met a bunch of really sweet people and had a really great time with them, and have just been totally addicted ever since. So that's a little bit about me. And so I'll let Eric and past Elizabeth as well introduce themselves. Before we do that, something that CITR thinks is very valuable is to talk a little bit about the land that we do this broadcasting from. We want to acknowledge the fact that when we are broadcasting, we are doing this from a place of privilege, that people have had been pushed out of their land so that we get the opportunity to do this sort of work. And it's not always the easiest conversation to have, especially when you're not really, when you are in a place of privilege, when you are in a place where you are not necessarily coming from a place of entire like knowledge or understanding of what we're even talking about. When someone says unceded ancestral territory of the Hakamin-speaking Musqueam people, a lot of people don't know what that means. So we use land acknowledgements that we've been done pre-recorded that are a really great way of giving other voices an opportunity to express their express this land acknowledgement and give respect to the land that we are using here. So that was something that we started our presentation doing, was doing a land acknowledgement. So when we head into there, I'm going to do another land acknowledgement. This one is a common one that we do for CITR, and we're going to move after that straight into the presentation. And I'll be back throughout the hour to talk a little bit more to you about all this going on.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
On the second floor, so it took me like 25 minutes to find it. But then they were super nice. They gave me a tour, and I did music reviews for like a year and a half without really talking to anyone because I was very shy. But then slowly got to know everyone, and I've been on the student executive for a couple years now, and it's been a great, great time.
Good times around.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth. I am a student executive member as well, and the Discorder liaison, so this magazine that we got right here, which we'll be talking a little bit more about later. By the way, all of these things are free, so come take them.
Yes, please. Besides
take
that.
Besides this beautiful document. So I'm the Discorder liaison, so I work with the magazine and the student executive kind of, I'm the go-between. I'm also the coordinator of our women's collective that was just started this year, which, again, I will be going a little bit more into later. I've been at the station since last year. I transferred into UBC and was terrified and didn't know what to do with myself. So I was like, oh, this is a radio thing. I can do that, maybe. And this dude with the mustache, who I am smiling in this picture with, I happened to run into him while he was wearing a CITR shirt after, like, back-to-school barbecue or, like, whatever that's called. So there were, like, beers were had and people were jovial. And it's like, hey, you work at that station. I want to do that, too. And wormed my way into being on Discord or radio, which is kind of how I snuck into the station and then got to know things and people and wanted to get an official part of it. And so that's what we're doing now.
And that's why we're here. Origin stories. Okay, intended presentation. So we want to just teach you kind of what it means to be a leader at CITR and how our system of organization works to make that the most accessible place to work and to be a volunteer and to just be a part of this community. So to also engage with involvement, we want to teach you about, well, not teach you, tell you about all the things that we do and like why we want you to do them too, and why we think that it's like why we love it and why we want you to love it too. Showcase opportunities for alternative leadership and reflect on CITR's role in making and engaging with history. Discorder is the oldest music magazine in Vancouver, and CITR has been on the air for
over
75 years. So we have been a part of history just by kind of existing over time. I guess that's what history is. And so, so just jumping right into our introduction, our mandate is to provide alternative, informative campus and community-based programming to the UBC community and beyond. A lot of that are just like token words that mean kind of a lot more, and that I'll be going into a little bit after. What? Where? So, CITR has moved. We are now in the new sub on the lower level in the Nest. We have a brand spanking gorgeous new station, three new studios, and it's if you haven't seen it yet, you should totally come by and check it out and hang out with us. It's a really good space. So that's just a picture there of one of our new studios. Super snazzy, very professional. CITR is your not-for-profit campus community radio station, and office hours between 11 to 5 in case you want to drop by. So, who? So this is a really, really integral part of CITR, is who is CITR? 15,000 plus listeners a week. That's really integral. The listeners are really integral to what we do. We are very dedicated to what they want, and we wouldn't function without them. It's a very symbiotic relationship with them. Our membership is over with over 350 volunteers. Because of our community campus-based way of organization, everyone buys that is involved buys into a membership. And so then it does create this kind of community-based system of organization. And it's based around staff, work study, board of directors, student executive, and volunteers. And those all have very like different roles that are sort of just logistically kind of uninteresting sometimes, but what it means is that all these different people have come together in different ways to make this happen. There's no system of hierarchy, there's no system of top down. It's everything comes from different groups make different sorts of decisions, collaborate, and continue to collaborate until sort of some sort of conclusion is made. This is our most recent photo of us, some of us at the Christmas party, so cute.
I was writing an essay.
Yeah. He wasn't invited. So why do we think that this is important? Or why are we even here telling you guys about this, right? At least I think we're a valuable resource. There are so many aspects of CITR people have no idea are available. There isn't just you're just being on air. It isn't just about that the radio singular aspect. There's so many other parts of the radio station that are really important. It's an accessible alternative media outlet for underrepresented voices. This is really, really important. If you exist in society, you realize that some people get a better voice in organized media, in commercial media. And so we're giving an opportunity for everyone else to get a chance to speak and everyone else to get a chance to really get their voice heard. We get specialty grants on making that happen as well. We have professional and personal development for students and community, unique campus services, and super cool people. That's kind of a little self-serving. But the thing that's really important about CITR is the people. The thing is, like I said before, it would not function without people. There isn't one singular person or thing that can make this system run. It is entirely based on everyone. And what that means is that it attracts a really, really great community of people. It creates a really great atmosphere, a really safe and safe space in the station, and we strive to make that even better every day. Alrighty, so a little bit on the difference between commercial and community radio. So, commercial radio, can anyone name a commercial radio station?
No? Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio, The Peak, Jack FM, The Beat. Those are all those are all commercial radio stations. And the reason why that means, I said money, corporations, content control, oh my. Because it is, they're very based on money. They're based on who is funding, who holds the purse strings. And so they run off advertisements. So you'll hear something like, this is the Subway Check It Out song coming to you from blah, 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 right? It is about who is paying for this slot of time. Who is paying for you to listen? Who is paying for your ears, basically? Like your the power for you to listen, for you to buy things, for you to be a part of this sort of cycle. Community radio does not work that way. We are not based on commercials. We are not run by corporations. We are financed purely by fundraising through this fund drive event that we start in March, goes for a week, and we do a bunch of fundraising then and all sorts of like wacky stuff that they make the programmers do to raise money.
In case you didn't know, each one of you, unless you opt out, also gives $5
a few dollars to the station every year. That's actually, that's really important too, because people don't realize that when they go to opt out for their bit of money, that it's like taking away from resources that a lot of people can have. And that's everybody's choice, but it is an idea of like the community-based programming is surrounded by this idea that we all kind of benefit from it. We all put into it and we all benefit from it. So that's a big part of it. And then the last part is grants. So we run through government funding and other grants, sorts of grants. And so that's why I have a job, and that's why I think Elizabeth has a job. The people that we're responsible to are our listeners, our community, and just like social kind of, what is the word I'm thinking of? social responsibility. There we go. So we all of our advertising we choose, we have like we respect, we like get are comfortable with, and it follows our mandate. We will never advertise corporations or companies doing projects that we are not comfortable with. So that is what's hugely different between community and commercial radio. So what is this all about? When you are involved with CITR, like what can you get out of it? What is involved? So simple things, resources, sound equipment and DJ rentals, access to our extensive CD and vinyl library, over 35,000 CDs. I think it's almost at 40,000 now, if not more, and that you have access to with a membership. Media sponsorship, so you are able to do like a media exchange. This is something that anyone can do in the community. We do a little bit of exchange of logos or of any type of other media exchange, so that no cash is passing hands, but both parties benefit. Live broadcasts and news coverage. This is kind of a goofy photo of some people doing some live broadcasts, and that's a huge involvement. It's a totally different side than the hosting a show. It's going live. You get to experience like live interviews, being in an event, and trying to like take an event and make it quality for radio. Professional development workshops that we have throughout the year. We bring in industry experts to talk about different aspects. And training weekly. We have regular trainings on how to run the boards, how to do some editing programs, all those sort of things. We have free PSAs for student groups, and those are all available like to be used for student groups. So if you're involved with a student group, this is another thing that you can get involved with us through your group. So you can engage with us to promote your event or to be interviewed or to just like collaborate in that way. So this is sort of some of the PSAs that we work on.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explode.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 Apple. We've got free tickets to shows, glory pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag, all types of crazy people, our programming manager rides a motorcycle, there's freestyle rapping, Narbar the Human Serviette, vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
So you would not have that kind of ad on a commercial radio station, that's for sure. So that is a station ID made a couple years ago by our old CITR president. He was also our PSA director. Bit of a goofball, and that's been running for years. Everyone loves it because it's sort of just authentic to CITR. We're just big old goofballs. The next one is one that I did this year for a student club. It's to show a complete contrast in some of the other ads and PSAs that we play on here.
Need to talk? AMS Speakeasy offers free one-on-one, confidential, drop-in peer support sessions with trained volunteers. Our goal is to lend a listening ear and empower you to continue to strive towards wellness. Our services are available Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during exam season. Support sessions can be requested at our desk on the main floor of the Nest or by ringing the doorbell outside our private space in room 3121. Learn more by visiting the AMS Speakeasy website. No issue is too big or too small. We're here to listen.
And the reason why I really love that one is because her voice is so like sultry, because she was a linguistics major, and she was like, oh, I got this. Like as soon as we walked in the studio, she's like, oh, I got this. So that's another side of that, what you can do, the editing side of it, the voicing of PSAs, even helping script writing of these sort of things. It's little facets of these type of little aspects of the radio station that can be most fun and a little bit more out of your comfort zone. The last one is just a little bit of a shout out to a bunch of different people that have come on the air, and that so they do a bunch of like your listening tos.
That's Kevin
Grayman.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitter Reed Draws.
This is Zach from Black Red.
I'm Scotty from Wicker Road.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Karen Mark.
I'm Warren Rockfight.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Osling from Slingshot.
That is Dick Van Outside of Electricity.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the radio wave.
Is he coming from GBI?
Hi, this is the Period Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Ben Ditto from the Cosmic.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from NFC.
This is Sam Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bands.
It's James Wood, half of Mega Bear.
This is Jerome Paxton, American musician.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds. From New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Ransbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey/Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on the web, CITR.ca, in UBC, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, Canada. Have our people contact your people, won't you?
So, yeah, that's a little bit of an older one, but I thought it was really good because of the amount of voices that you had and the amount of people that you heard that come on. So that's a pretty standard thing on radio, is to get people to do a little holler out, and it's a reflection on sort of the all sorts of different array of people that can be involved in the radio station, the type of things that you can be involved in as well. Opportunities for student leadership. There's even more than this, but these are just some of the options. Discorder, which we'll talk about a little bit more, writing, doing illustrating, taking photos, doing reviews, pitching ideas for comedy writing, that sort of thing. Special events and broadcasting. In December, we did 24 hours of student power. We do International Women's Day, 24 hours of student art, or not student art, 24 hours of art, radio art, and a bunch of other ones. Hosting a show, massive amounts of opportunities there to grow. You can experience just a limited aspect of it, or you can really, really, really run with it. Work-study positions, it's a great way to learn while you're at UBC and experience so much more out of CITR and out of UBC overall. So I just said, we want you. That's Nardwar and our station manager, Brenda, telling you that they want you. Yeah, that was cute. All righty.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Following is a list of little-known facts about the University of British Columbia, courtesy of UBC Improv.
Only one student may know the true location of Buchanan Block E at any time. This student is known as the Guardian of the Arts.
The top of the Irving Clock Tower contains an ever so slightly smaller clock tower.
Taking three finals on the same day may be replaced by three rounds of bare-knuckle boxing with Dr. Robert Gateman.
The president of the AMS must feast on the blood of a first year every 3 hours to maintain their power.
Unfortunately, we've been lying to you.
Surprisingly, all of these facts were entirely made up.
Except for the blood feast part. The thirst of the AMS president is all too real.
If you want to hear us make up more hilarious things off the top of our heads, come to a UBC Improv show every second Friday at 7 p.m. in Neville Scarf 100.
And check out our yearly Impulse Improv Festival each March, featuring teams from across North America.
Like UBC Improv on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or add UBC Improv on Snapchat for show updates, and because we crave your sweet, sweet electronic attention.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9, or you're continuing to listen to the Student Special Hour here, and we're talking a little bit about CITR, probably one of my favorite subjects ever. We have been listening to the SLC broadcast that we did, a pre-recorded broadcast that we did there, and we just cut off there a little bit after my section that happened, and we're going to be continuing on listening to Eric and Elizabeth talk more about accessibility, diversity, and the history of CITR. But before we go into that, I just wanted to feature a project that's been going on at UBC that I feel like is not getting as much attention as I feel like it should. This is a group of some, I think, all guys that have been kind of joined together. And I met them the other day. They seem like really a really lovely group. They, I guess, together have named themselves Coastal Motion. And they are interested students who kind of found this gap in the UBC community and decided to fill it. They do artist coverage and event coverage, release parties. They take musicians and foster them, it says, combining journalism with professional development here at UBC. It's a really great project. They do these live shows in the hatch, in the little egg thing in the middle of the nest there, and do some recordings as well outside of that, just some private recordings with bands. And it always is a really, really great end product, and it's a great way to feature UBC bands and local musicians. So I'm going to play one of them that they have here from March 17th that they put up, and it is of Walgren. I've actually played Walgren before on this show. I'm super in love with her. I think she's a really, really great musician. She does lute pedaling with a violin and her voice, and that's it. It's just her up there solo, and I think it's really a really beautiful thing to watch her play because she so fills the room with sound for how little instrument she has. She actually makes such a beautiful, large, full sound. And I was totally infatuated with her from the time that I saw her at the Shindig finale. And she actually won second in Shindig for CITR's Battle of Bands. So give her a little bit of extra love here and play her Coastal Motion performance. So this is going to be Walgren with Exosphere. And when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about CITR and listening to the broadcast, continuing to listen to the broadcast, tuning in to CITR 101.9 and the Student Special Hour.
Hi, I'm Walgren, and I'm going to be doing a song called Exosphere. The edge of Earth, God.
a weightless fire way up high. It's the feeling that you'll never die. The orange of the last sunset, a color you will not forget. You will not forget.
Is making history, so I thought, or we thought, we might as well have a little bit about CITR's history and how we have made history, but also as a radio station and as a publisher, we record history. So talk a little bit about that. And I'm also going to be playing clips, radio clips from our history, different cool things. So CITR started as a student club in 1938 in Brock Hall. People would just sit around at lunch and play records on the gramophone. But it grew and it got popular, and in 1950 we moved into the old sub, which at that point was the new sub, and started broadcasting in the sub and in student residences. And then in 1982 we got our FM license, allowed us to broadcast all over the airwaves. Before that, we did AM radio. We experimented with some other things. Yeah, I mean, other airwaves like 89.5. It was our younger years.
To explain part of why he's a little like pausing on this is this great thing that Nardwar wrote up, which is the station timeline, in which he creates CITR as a person who like falls in love and goes on this adventure. So it's a little...
We fell in love with 101.9 FM, is the short of it. And then in 2007, we became the first campus community radio station, one of the first, to do podcasting. So that is, Serial came out last year, so it's 8 years before most people gave a shit. So that's a bit of the background on CITR. And I'll just play a little clip of one of... of an interview that.
This is probably the most valid statement that can be made about the man. Many people do not understand Lou Reed and therefore don't like his music. To them, Lou Reed is just another weirdo in the rock music business. Yet there are people for whom his talent has meaning, and that is all that is really required to make his or anyone else's music worthwhile. In a downtown Vancouver restaurant, CITR's Bruce Baugh interviewed Lou Reed about his tour and his life in general.
So, this is super cool because Lou Reed was already like an established figure at that point, and someone from CITR who just wanted to do it went out and said, I'm going to interview Lou Reed because he talks about sadomasochism and I think that's cool or whatever. And he went out and did it. And that's one of the big things that we want people to take away is do it yourself. CITR is a place that has a bunch of opportunities and resources, but we're also a place that wants to empower you to be able to do things yourself and go out there and accomplish that. And one of the things that that UBC students wanted to do and accomplish was have a magazine.
So in 1983, they came up with Discorder magazine, which started off as sort of a fanzine. And incredibly, in 1985, Seattle's Rocket magazine picked Discorder as one of the top 20 publications in the world in 1985. We got Magazine of the Year in 1988 for the Western Canada Music Awards. And it's great because you have opportunities to review shows, go to them for free, review music, albums. You can interview bands, artists, people that you find interesting, that you want to know a little bit more about, and hone all of your skills if you want to go into publishing at a later point. So there are a ton of opportunities to do that at Discorder. And here we have another clip that's not really related to Discorder, but that I think is funny, and also from the 80s, around the time that Discorder started.
Youth Focus, a series dealing with issues of interest to people ages 15 to 24. This week, Lynn Price and Jocelyn Sampson discuss youth culture. Since the 1950s, youth culture has been inspired by the spirit of youthful rebellion. This rebellion of young people is reflected by their music and dress. It opposes the prevailing culture of society through avant-garde subcultures. Subcultures arise as an attempt to resolve collectively experienced problems resulting from contradictions in our society. Youth subculture is not a vague structural monolith, but is a complex kaleidoscope of several subgroups with varying ages and diverse styles.
I'm a skinhead. Yeah. Four skins. Well, yeah, I guess I'm a mark.
Call yourself a mark?
No, everyone else does. I call myself a dork. Never labeled myself as being a punk rocker, but other people have because of my hair type.
Anyways, I wanted to play that to show a bit of the different sorts of programming that you can have. If you want to do a documentary on subcultures and explain what that is, you can do that, which is pretty cool. And we also have actually a documentary series that's happening right now at CITR where we're documenting the history of CITR and the history of UBC for over 100 years. Elizabeth's going to talk a bit about one of those documentary projects. But so that's one of the things that we do as a radio station is we record history. And if you want, you can go on UBC Library's webpage and listen to all these archives. All of these things that I'm playing, you can check out yourself. And there's other cool interviews. Also, what I forgot to mention about Discorder is that you can pick one of those up. You can contribute for them at any time. And they're the longest running independent music magazine, music and arts magazine in Vancouver, and we distribute over 8,000 copies around the city every
and it's
month.
Always free, all the time.
Always free, all the time.
Give them to your grandma, family, parents.
Give them to your grandma. That's gonna be our slogan.
Your grandma.
So we did a big part of our history was the move into the nest, where we moved out from the attic of the old sub and into a prominent location where people can see us and where we can provide cool services that we weren't able to before, like have bands play live in our studio and people can come in and hang out and check it out. And Elizabeth's going to talk a bit more about some of the other cool features about the move. Now we've got another clip for everyone. This is really short. Basically, this guy interviewed Noam Chomsky in 1995, which is pretty cool. Yeah, how? He just wanted to. And he got through CITR, probably with some help from staff or older people who were at the station. And that was just him talking to Chomsky's assistant. There's a 56-minute interview after that, for obvious reasons, I'm not going to play. And finally, cool thing that happened was Nardwar, Human Serviette. When he was a UBC student, he got started at CITR, and he was student president. student executive president like myself. And soon after that, when he was still a youngster, before the internet, he interviewed Jean Chrétien for a famous moment that made it into, well, made it across Canada in the news at the time, and also into Canadian History for Dummies. And also, Nardwuar is a great example of do-it-yourself, just ethos. The quality's kind of bad, but you should be able to get the picture.
Mr. Chrétien, regarding Suharto, there's a song out there right now. Band called the Nomads, called the Suharto
Song. The Nomads
song.
Don't exist.
Earlier today as well, UBC, there were an incredible number of protesters. Do you think, Mr. Chrétien, if you were, say, 40 years younger, that you too would be writing punk songs and protesting against AIPAC?
But for me, in a democracy, people protest. I've been protested a few times in my lifetime. And with a lot of people at times. That's democracy. I did that myself too when I was a student. And now I'm no more a student. But I accept the fact that people will protest, and we had organized an area where they could express their views. But at the same time, we had to run the meeting properly.
Do you think, though, that mace equals freedom? Some of the protesters were maced.
What did you say?
Some of the protesters were maced. Does mace equal freedom? Would you have been maced yourself back then, Prime Minister Chrétien?
But I don't know what you mean by that.
A mace? Pepper spray? Some other medicine?
Oh, but I don't know. This technique did not exist in those days. For me, pepper, I put it on my plate. Next.
One of the things that CITR does is provide community access to media and space for underrepresented voices, so that they can have a voice. I don't think any other interviewer asked about people getting pepper sprayed or maced on that day at the UBC campus. So there you go.
And Nardwuar continues to do that sort of pushing the boundaries of media. And that's a huge thing that he kind of started adopting at CITR. Well, it's very quite unique to him. And he's grown into, if you've seen any of his stuff, it's really incredible. He has really incredible research skills. And this is something to be take away for how you can just literally do it yourself and make it, choose your own adventure, as it were.
Should. Okay, and last but not least, since there are tuition fee hikes happening at the school, they also happened in 1984. And this guy wanted to talk about it.
And this time, it's about the fee hike strike. And let me preface my remarks by commenting that any statement I make about the station and its not too often stated political views is a tough one. So bear with me. Occasionally, I sound a little confused and a lot emotional.
Yeah, bear with me if I sound a lot emotional throughout the rest of this interview as well.
Okay, so moving right along, the last section is about accessibility and diversity. So a big part of what we do at CITR is, especially in terms of making history, is we do provide a place for...
Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Attention grad students, share your research, find out what's going on in other disciplines, approach your work from a new angle. Check out Fire Talks, the interdisciplinary discussion forum sponsored by the Research Commons at Kerner Library. Visit bit.ly/firetalk for more information.
Hello, and you are listening to CITR 101.9. This is the Student Special Hour, and I'm Lucy. You're listening to a broadcast of the Student Leadership Conference that happened in January, and we're going to be finishing off in a little bit with Elizabeth's section talking about CITR's access and accessibility and diversity. And I had to cut her off a little bit there because I wanted to do some messages and as well play another Coastal Motion piece for you. So if anyone was listening previously, we had Walgren play one of her pieces there. And if you were listening, I wish I had a chance to talk about it just after because I was so jazzed because this song, she hits high notes so pristinely. She goes way, way, literally up into the stratosphere there, and she hits those notes so cleanly and so beautifully, and it's a live performance. So that's what I love about these Coastal Motion videos, is they really feature these groups, but they also are very live and authentic and natural, and I think that's really, really great to see. So the next one that I want to play for you is actually kind of a CITR affiliated band. Their name is Cheap Flavor, and they played for my an event that I organized last semester called 24 Hours Student Power. They're a really great group of guys, really good, like just always down to have a good time and joke around. And they're called Cheap Flavor. And so they're very, very new to this sort of scene, I guess, to playing. When they played 24 Hours of Student Power, they didn't have anything recorded, were brand new, and they've taken up really quickly, sped up their writing process and everything, and have really gotten going on it. Really great group of guys, always having a good time on stage, always enjoying themselves. And so I just wanted to play this because now they have a little bit more featured on recorded because it's actually because of these Coastal Motion guys. So this is a really great representation of the fact that this group is doing really, really great work. Their comment here on the Coastal Motion page, they do a little bit of an interview with the Coastal Motion group as well. And it says, "How do we all know each other?" And they weave a tale here. "The story begins many ages ago. One fine day in first year, I required a drummer at one point and thought, could I find somebody that could just play an easy riff or two? But nay, I found Dan, the maestro himself, and we played Stray Cat Strut together, and it was wonderful. But we lost each other for about 2 years. It wasn't until then I found this man, John. Want to speak on that, John? It was a long time ago in a place called AKG. We were just jamming and we clicked, and the rest was history. And then we all met together, and the instruments just played themselves." So it's a beautiful little tale that they wove there. So we'll be playing this tune of theirs. And I actually can't see the name for it right now, but they will introduce it for you.
"Hey, we're Cheap Flavor. We're playing the UBC Subs Old Gallery. I'm Jed. That's John. And this is Dan. We're going to play Jawbone. Yeah.
Challenge the Tribe Called Quest, y'all. Excuse me, buddy, damn, where's the mind, y'all? Making me feel like there ain't no death to fear. And hear the noise in my head when you howl in my ear.
All right, so that was Coastal Motion's recording of Cheap Flavor with Jawbone. Pretty funky stuff. The guys are really, really kind of throwback into kind of the classic rock age. Jed, who is the lead singer, is very dedicated to his classic rock roots, so he really puts that into his music as well. All right, so as we're finishing off, we just got a couple minutes left of the SLC presentation that we did in January. If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to the Student Special Hour here on CITR 101.9. And coming up next is going to be Nelly with the Cat's Pajamas. After that is going to be Dave Radio with Radio Dave. So stay tuned for lots more cool content on this lovely stat holiday Friday morning. And so we'll be finishing off with just the last couple minutes of this presentation. Unfortunately, I don't get to finish it off. Right near the end here, Elizabeth starts talking about the documentary series that CITR has, which she plays a clip of, but I cut her off just at that point. So just if you're interested in learning more about the documentary series that CITR has, you can actually find it on CITR.ca. The one she's talking about is the Queer FM one, but we also have a really great one about the Lady Godiva Walk. We've got ones coming out about history of sports at UBC and through CITR. And so all of those you can find and more on CITR.ca. And as well, we've been listening to some Coastal Motion recordings this morning. Fortunately, I didn't have the time to play more, but I probably will get an opportunity to play them another week. I just had the idea that maybe I'm going to track down the guys and see if they can come in here for a bit of an interview. I'd love to chat with them. And so that's we've been doing that. So if you want to check out more for Coastal Motion, that's just the Facebook page, Coastal Motion Music, or you can just do facebook.com/Coastal Motion Music. And that'll be there's some really great ones, and I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot more coming out as well. All right, thank you so much for tuning into the Student Special Hour this morning. My name's Lucy once again, and we're here every Friday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. So we'll finish off here with the SLC presentation, and tune in next week for more ongoing on-campus events and coverage.
About the history of Queer FM, which has been on the show or on the station since 1993, and this is a tiny little bit of that from Heather Kitchen, who you heard from before, just kind of how you'll hear it. Example of this, we're producing a documentary this year about the
Right Along. The last section is about accessibility and diversity. So a big part of what we do at CITR is, especially in terms of making history, is we do provide a place for underrepresented voices to have a stance. And the guy in that clip was saying, like, our not often touted political views. The station
we have our mandate, and we don't necessarily talk about like political things as a station, but we are a very political place. A lot of the people who are involved are very passionate about causes. And can we roll a bit into that right now? Oh, that's not what's supposed to happen. Come back. Yeah, there we go. So this is a beautiful picture of our mission, which is up in our station. It's very professional. The second item there, as you'll see, it says part of our mission is to provide community access to media and space for underrepresented voices. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about why that's important to us personally and like in the station in general. Also, in the first point, you can see it's creating alternative and community-based programming, which covers a lot. We've talked about that. It's basically anything that isn't covered in mainstream media. Accordingly, our program guide, which I tried to get a picture of and failed, is super diverse. So in trying to create alternative content, we broadcast in 7 different languages. We cover musical genres from like reggae, hip-hop, jazz, metal, garage rock. We have a huge proponent of spoken word, which is basically anything that isn't strictly music. So like chatting, like word content. We have shows on environmentalism, science, sex, comic books. We have an alternative news show that's been running forever. But we do more than just representing different like fandoms and interests and musical tastes. Diversity as we see it goes beyond that, quite a bit beyond that. So at CITR, we're very aware that a lack of access often equals a lack of representation. So the majority of voices in mainstream media are white, male, cisgendered, able-bodied persons, and so much, accordingly, a lot of this media reflects the concerns and voices of those groups of people. And heterosexual, I forgot to mention that. So not only are we seeking to combat the lack of representation, but also the subtle and blatant discrimination that causes and perpetuates the inequality in media access. So Heather Kitching sums this up very nicely in a clip from the archives from 1996. Maybe she does. There we go.
Okay, we've both been in recovery programs. As Maj, you might gather from Marty, she has been a street worker. I myself was doing exactly what I'm doing right now, just talking into a microphone for about 25 years on Vancouver and other place radio stations and to some degree television. The most recent radio I did was with one of Vancouver's most well-known AM radio stations, in which I produced a talk show. We've never quite figured it out whether it was the talk show host that couldn't handle me being in the radio station or the radio station itself couldn't handle me being there. But at any rate, as a transgendered woman, I had to do most of my work at home, and it's been extremely difficult in the radio and television industry in Vancouver to be able to get back and work again, because it is a very homophobic, transphobic, and very much a male-dominated industry, which is what we're talking about here, not just radio, but all industries, jobs, and in all the other ways in which transgendered women and transgendered men face discrimination.
So, yeah, it's a fun little clip from this amazing interview from 1996. I really recommend that you listen to it. Again, all in our archives. But basically, that is the kind of attitude and world that we still live in. I mean, 1996, not that long ago. So a big thing that we try to do at CITR is combating those kinds of toxic work environments and providing equal open access. That takes me to